Blog Talk Radio.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Hair up in black, but when I come back, no.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Leaf the Comedian. This is a show that we do here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. It is called the Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. I got some fun show lined up for you guys tonight. I might have a guest call, a surprise guest call come in. We're trying to get that confirmed. But until then, sit back, relax, roll up some weed, let's smoke. I got some tickets to give away for the Rock for Socks show that's happening this Friday on Black Friday. That is with starring Mystic Roots, as well as Ross Rebel, Autumn Sky, and Encrusted Dust. So tune in, man. Just relax. This is the fun thing to do on a Sunday night. This is the most fun you will have when we get ready for our work day. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back. Yeah, relief. What up? All right, we are back live here. This is the Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. I am your host. My name is Leaf the Comedian. I do this show here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of things have been happening this week. It's been a crazy week for everybody. I know Black Friday is happening this Friday. I want to go over some of the ads that I found, and maybe you might want to be one of those weird people out there camping out. There are people lined up right now. As we are talking right now, there are people lined up at Best Buy with tents. They're already camping, and I just don't know when this is going to end. Like, it's no longer going to be Black Friday. It's going to be Black Thursday night. You know what I mean? So I guess on Thursday at midnight, or which is technically Friday at midnight, they are going to open up their doors, and the mayhem begins. I was watching football today, and it's crazy. The holiday seasons are upon us. Time to do that Christmas shopping. This is the time of the year that everyone stresses out about. There's suicides, there's unemployment. Speaking of unemployment, I was reading this article about Twinkies. You guys hear about this? We are no longer going to be able to buy Twinkies. They're done. This is stupid. So we have, you know, how the unions work. But in a time right now when people don't have jobs, you're going to go out there and strike for more pay. I got to look into more exactly what they were striking about. But you know what? It turns out that because of the strike, they have no jobs now. So you just cost yourself jobs. The whole company went down. They can't afford to take on a nationwide strike. So Twinkies has filed for bankruptcy. And I went to the grocery store last night, and there's no Twinkies. They're off the shelves. The Hostess brand, they warned employees that it would file to unwind its business and sell off assets if plant operations didn't return to normal levels by 5 p.m. on Thursday. In announcing its decision, Hostess said it wind down would mean the closure of 33 bakeries, 565 distribution centers, approximately 5,500 delivery routes, and 570 bakery outlet stores in the United States. I'm broadcasting here from Sacramento. We have a Hostess bakery, so we know that that's going to affect Sacramento as well. There's going to be more unemployment. So I don't understand the whole strike thing. When it's harder to get jobs as it is, you're lucky to have a job, you're going to go strike. But, hey, that's just me. Do you guys shop Black Friday? Anybody shop Black Friday? I'm jumping back and forth, side to side. Black Friday is a big... in reality, this is the one time of the year where companies make their money back throughout the whole year. This is where a lot of companies survive. If I can throw this out there, because I support local, I'm a local comedian, I support local talent, I support local, anything local. If we could all come together and, like, let's not buy gifts from the big corporation companies. How about if we go and, like, get a gift from a lady that makes jewelry down the street, or a gift certificate from a hair salon from an owner down the street? You know, these people are the ones that are struggling. These are the ones that, you know, a mom and pop shop that's been around, let's get gift certificates to their restaurant. Let's go and support local businesses, the people that need it the most. Let's go support that. I want to try and get involved and let's see if we can do that. I might go around and look at some local businesses, and I'm going to ask for gift certificates. Maybe we can give some of those away on the radio show, on the Rehab with Leaf radio show, so that we can try and support local businesses. Because I think that's where we really need to focus, is the small business owner that is struggling to barely stay alive. And this is their time of the year. Some of these businesses, it's sink or swim, or whatever that term is. I know I just said that, but there are some good sales out there on Black Friday. When we come back, I will talk about some of the sales that you can find over at Kohl's, some of the deals that are going on at Kohl's, some of the deals that I got going on at Best Buy, Sam's Club, Amazon. What else do I have? Who else? Dell's pre-Black Friday sale. Best Buy's. I got a lot here. Walmart. Oh, and at Walmart, you can use your layaway. They have layaway there, so that might help some people. I know I did layaway last year. It helped me a lot. So if you want to hear a song, if you are a local band, speaking of local, I want you to send in your music to us, rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. We want to play your songs on the air. We want everyone to get a chance to listen to it. This next song that I'm going to play right now, they sent in, I really like this group. They sent their stuff in last week. We played a little bit of it. This band is called Illiteracy. Illiteracy. The song's called TikTok. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. Illiteracy on Rehab with Leaf.
Another entry in my dialogue. Recently, scientists discovered the code of the double helixes. Dune of 2G, it seems, just a memory. Before the planes brought the Twin Towers to the Siemens sea. And Clinton still rocking the throne, playing sax while Monica's been giving him dome. Half say leave him alone, half say why don't we throw him to the wolves, but he's cool. He'll ride the shit through when GW, he's still a governor, no doubt making plans on just how he's gonna fuck it up. Him and Jeb toast to Florida and how they got it. Votes don't make a difference, they've already plotted it. And the stock market's still doing its thing. Everybody's investing, life savings and spare change, trying to make bank so others will follow. Cause 50 just told them all the power of a dollar. Mom showed him how to focus, common showed him the light. But you bumped that Marshall Mathers on that Saturday night. And the biggest custody battle has just now started. Over a boy and a delegate Gonzalez. All the widest anarchy and violence been starting to divide us. Osama's training kamikaze pilots. It's wildest. Just a moment on your watch. From two hands that hold nothing but tick tock.
Tick tock, the clock keeps ticking. Tick tock, the hands don't stop. Tick. When you gon' learn that you ain't got all the time in the world? The clock keeps ticking.
Word spreads that Saddam Hussein was hanged. Juanita and Mike split. Guess she was reminiscing, missing a maiden name. Best of 06 shows and resolutions exposed. Let's further examine those. The obvious bond being endings of life, of husband and wife, some new beginnings. Vowing to kick the habit. Celery and carrots like a rabbit trying to shed the holiday mash you added. Speeding directly into a year, promising more of the same. Katrina now little more than a name. Snapshot of my life at this time that can't be put in the frame. Like shaving a lion's head, I will remain. WRITETO, restrain silence. Listen for the rhymes, neglecting the science. Calculus level English easily distinguished if you of my caliber or greater. But the only caliper is paper, so with stacks that are paralyzed, a stapler. False sense of achievement is a downfall. I'm the savior. Hip hop isn't dead, it can only destroy itself. Luckily, I smacked away the razor, snatched away the firearm, emptied out the chamber, made sure the rope was too long for it to hang from. So it lives, seriously injured, so it is. Rest until it rise again, and you know it is. We move through the dark till it happens, and never hesitate. I make affirmative actions. Let's get it.
Top, the clock keeps ticking. Tick tock, the hands don't stop. Tick tock, when you gon' learn that you ain't got all the time in the world? Tick tock, the clock keeps ticking. Tick tock, the hands don't stop. Tick tock, when you gon' learn that you ain't got all the time in the world?
It's like I'm trapped in time and I'm stuck in my ways, but mama pray that a boy stop them ways. But I'm like, ma, cops can't even stop my ways. And these haters pray I get knocked. Day, but not today, cause I know that's not the way. But uncle say, load up some Glocks and spray. Keep the house clean, one day them cops are raid. 12705, nigga, that's the day. Sam Cooke was on the radio, just happened to play. A change gon' come, feel he was talking to me. At the blink of an eye, life moves so fast. So I live for the day and every moment that passed.
Tick tock, the clock keeps ticking. Tick tock, The clock keeps ticking, the hands don't stop. When you gonna learn that you ain't got all the time in the world?
Illiteracy, that's spelled ILL hyphen iteracy. Crazy name, but oh man, I like that song. Yeah, they sent that in. They sent that in to the Rehab with Leaf radio show. So if you want your music played as well, give us an email, put in an MP3 of your track, and send it to us. It's rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. We'll go ahead and get that music up. I got another local cat. This guy right here, I'm going to play right now. You can see him this Friday at the Rock for Socks. It is happening on November 23rd. If you're not one of those crazy people that want to go out and do all that shopping on Friday, or if you are going to get up early in the morning and you do your shopping and you save that money, bring some of that money over to the warehouse. November 23rd, we've got Mystic Roots. We have Ross Rebel. We also have Encrusted Dust and Autumn Sky, all performing for you for the charity to benefit the Loaves and Fishes. That, again, is happening this Friday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Again, Mystic Roots, Ross Rebel, Encrusted Dust, and Autumn Sky. Great lineup. Tickets are only $15 at the door with a pair of socks, fresh socks. We don't want you to take your socks off your feet. We need a fresh pair of socks in a package. And we want you to go ahead and donate those socks so we can get some homeless people some warm feet throughout the cold season. So, yeah, and there's going to be plenty of beer. And when I've got tickets to give away later on today, the tickets that I'm going to give away are two VIP passes. You can hang out with me, yours truly, Leaf the Comedian, are going to hang out with me. We're going to drink all the beer. We're going to get to hang out with the bands, and we're going to take photos. We're going to have a good time. So make sure you tune in and listen for that. So I'm going to play Ross Rebel right now. When I come back, let's go over some of the Black Friday stuff. Black Friday, again, happening this Friday. Go get save some of your money. And then come out to the concert, the Rock for Socks, happening at the warehouse. But I wanna share Ross Rebel with you right now. This guy, he lives in Sacramento from Los Angeles. This is Ross Rebel on a clear day. You can see him Friday. Check him out.
On a clear day, I see the sun shining. No babies dying, no mamas crying, no poor people trying, no politician lying, no chicken them a frying, no ghetto youth them dying. So follow me stay across the yard. Sometime in life, you know, it gets hard. No matter what, when I pull no backyard, no need no assistance from the National Guard. So many of them, they try to talk about peace. So many of them carry the mark of the beast. Cannot deal with no war in the Middle East. So much famine, we not see no feast.
On a clear day, rise and look around. On a clear day, rise and look around.
Now picture this. No gunfire, a bus. No vanity in us, no more money we trust. In the ghetto, survival is a must. So ashes to ashes and a dust to dust. No more praying and no more wishing. No more baby daddies, them are missing. No more bling bling, it's a gonna glisten. This is truth, so I think you best listen. No more gang bangers and shoot. No more beautiful sisters prostitute. Everybody sipping milk and honey, eating fresh fruit. No more burning and no money to loot. And to my brothers in the prison cell, thinking there is no heaven, there's only a hell. It's time for Zion, I to ring the bell, so you better praise the lofty eye as well.
On a
dad breaks the needle, toss the heroin away. Suicide kids live, stop preparing for the grave. My cousin cut the rope down before he hung his own self. My baby being born, hold my baby in my arms. Sick of the overcast, darkness is the chaperone. Leave the crack alone and add some hope into an addict's home. Push the clouds away, kiss your mom in embrace life. Dance with destiny while we shower in the daylight. But I remember that the devil's in the White House. He starts a war for bloody money just to lay his pipes down. There's money for destruction, but these fuckers won't curate. Die with my eyes open, looking for that clear day.
Rebel, you can catch him live at Rock for Socks happening this Friday at the warehouse. That is 5451 Warehouse Way. It's a little bit, I think it's South Sac area. But man, we're going to have a fun time out there. Mystic Roots, Ross Rebel, Autumn Sky, and Encrusted Dust. Going to be a great lineup. And it's all for a good cause, for a charity event to benefit the Loaves and Fishes. And that's a Sacramento food bank that helps feed the homeless. So, get your tickets. Go online or go meet us at the door. But definitely get your tickets for that. The show will sell out. We're expecting 400 to 500 people. So I definitely would advise you, if you don't have your tickets, get them now. I hate to see people get turned away. So, yeah, that was Ross Rebel. So let's talk real quick. About Black Friday. Black Friday. Everybody is antsy to go spend their money that they don't have. I don't understand where people are getting all this money from, but whatever. And do you think they buy these gifts for themselves, or you think they buy them? Like, if I got a flat screen TV for $100, I'm gonna go sell it somewhere for $200 and make a profit. Maybe, I don't know. Is that just me? Anyone else think that way? So here are some of the things that stood out. And keep in mind, you know what? I don't understand the whole logic behind the shopping, like standing out. You can do this online. You don't have to go and shop inside the store. You can wait at your computer in the comfort of your home. You don't have to sit out in a tent for freaking 4 days, for Christ's sakes. So these are the sales that are on right now. And this is Sears. So Sears. LCD HD TV $199. It's a 39-inch screen. You can get that for $199 right now, actually. That's pretty good. Mach Speed 7-inch Trio Stealth Pro Android tablet. This is an Android tablet. $69.99. This is Sears. That's good. A food processor, Black & Decker 8-cup food processor, $17.99. 4-slice toaster oven, $17.99. A 32-inch LCD HD TV, $97. Well, okay, maybe there is a reason why they're out there. That's Sears. This is Sears. Okay, so let's go to Best Buy. Best Buy has a Panasonic Lumix digital camera, $119.99. Philips Norcol stubble trimmer, $19.99. 32-inch 720p 60Hz LCD. I don't know what any of this means. LCD HD TV, $149.99. That's for a 32-inch screen TV. That's a good deal. See, and they're going to have Blu-rays for $4. This is insane. Blazing Saddles, Caddyshack, Dumb and Dumber, Hall Pass, Last Samurai. Those are for $3.99. Oh, boy. The Avengers, $10. Breaking Bad, Season 1, $11.99. Season 2, $11.99. Season 3, $11.99. Season 4, $11.99 for Breaking Bad. Dr. Seuss The Lorax, $14.99. Titanic, 3D Blu-ray, $14.99. Transformer, Dark of the Moon, 3D Blu-ray, $14.99. Let's see. Who else? Some of the ones that's sticking out. Amazon, The Dark Knight movie, $3.99 on Blu-ray. That's crazy to me. 21 Jump Street, $7.99. They're going to have 21 Jump Street at a higher price than The Dark Knight movie. They're out of control. Let's see. What else? I don't know that store. I think that's the East Coast store. Dell is doing a store online, a sale online. It's a Dell Inspiron. It's a laptop, $4.99. They have desktop with Intel Pentium processing, $3.99. What else? Walmart. Of course, Walmart. They're not listing anything yet. I'll have to look into Walmart because I know that they you can pretty much get everything at Walmart. You can go grocery shopping and then get your stuff done on Walmart, at Walmart. So I'm in the chat room with Kevin also. Kevin says he just found a group on Facebook called The Green. I have not. I'm going to check him out, though, Kevin. Thanks for tuning in. I want to look into some more Black Friday. I want to know from you guys, like, did you guys do the Black Friday? And also, we were talking last week some of the craziest, the horrible Christmas gifts that you have received. I want to hear some more. I want to hear some of your Christmas gifts that you have received. You can give us a call in right now, 347-426-3678. Tell me about the worst Christmas gift that you had, 347-426-3678. I want to know. I told you last week I got a sweater that my great-grandmother knitted for me, and it was a horrible sweater. Just absolutely god-awful, horrible sweater, but I had to wear it to school. My mom made me wear it to school, and it was so embarrassing. It was the worst sweater ever. I ripped a hole in it and on purpose so that I wouldn't have to wear it anymore. It was just god-awful. So that sweater made me want to smoke. I think that's the reason why I started smoking weed, was because of that sweater. All right, we'll be right back. I want to hear some of your stories, 347-426-3678. Tell me, what is the worst Christmas gift you've received? 347-426-3678. We'll be right back. This is the Rehab with Leaf radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Tonight, I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many heads to be. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before it's history. The fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. Dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesternight thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll tonight, oh, so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the eight, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the two though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, getting smoke with my kids. Fuck in smoke, yuck, just spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, beat up through the ESO. Drink the DSOP up with the lemon squeezer. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need kicking. Because we're IBs, we need half like a fool.
Right, so yeah, I got stuck in the chat room. I'm sorry, that was some loonies for you guys. I kind of mix things up a little bit. I don't just play one genre on my show. I like all types of music, and music makes the world go round. I was talking to Kevin, and he's in the chat room hanging out with me. If you want, get in the chat room, hang out. There's some fun people in there that want to talk to you. And but we were talking about I'm gonna play a song right now that's gonna bring. He was listening to the show and he's like, man, this song brings me way back. So I thought, you know what, I could outdo that one. So let's bring it back. I'm looking for the song right now. Okay, here it is. All right, sit back, relax, and reminisce with this one.
Jerome. Put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Mm-hmm. days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little nigga, bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit, saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
when.
I'm not a kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
What?
But some days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I miss those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And
again.
Everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid. Back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
But
back
some
in the
days
when?
I sit and
back
wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and poo steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I came, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
And everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some
the days
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember
way back when.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I remember
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm
when.
What?
Back in the days,
I
when?
Back
in the
days.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days
I remember
when
I was way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days.
I told you we would take you back. I told you when I had it lined up, I knew I was going to take you back. That was Ahmad, I think that was his name, Ahmad. He brought us back to the day. This is the Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. I have a surprise. I didn't want to announce it because I wasn't sure if it was going to come through, but pretty soon we're going to have the host of Fuse TV's Offbeat. You can catch that show every Friday night at 10 o'clock on Fuse TV. It's called Offbeat. Mikey Winfield, will be in the building. Mikey Whitfield, a very funny comedian, will be coming into our studio. Right now I'm calling somebody. He has a funny Christmas story for us. Christmas gift. This is live radio. We never know if this guy's going to answer. He told me to call him. Just because he wanted to share it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Leaf.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? You're live on the radio. Just want to tell you that.
I'm live on the radio. What's up, radio man? I'll try not to cuss.
No, you can. Good. Fuck it.
Fucking hey, what's up, Leaf?
What's going on, brother? So let me introduce who you are. Go ahead and tell us what band you are, who you are, what you play.
This is Volcano Sour Diesel, and I play with myself. No, I mean, I'm the vocalist.
Vocalist for Sour Diesel. When are we going to get some of your tracks on so we can play you guys on our station?
Don't you guys have... Oh, no. Okay. You guys want to have tracks?
I'm on a different radio station now. I'm not
okay,
one of the other.
I'm going to...
Give me a. It's easy. All you gotta do is send us an MP3 to rehabwithleaf@gmail.com, and we'll play your songs in our rotation.
Oh hell yeah! We'll take care of that tomorrow.
Yeah, and what we like to do is we always we play. Of course, we support just like the other radio station. We support the local guys. We're just talking about local talent and local stores. Especially during holiday season, we want everyone to go out there and screw all this Black Friday stuff, but go and support the mom and pop shops that are open also during the holiday season that actually really need your support. So we're just talking about that. So we're also talking about Christmas gifts, and I shared my worst Christmas gift was when I got a sweater from my great grandmother and I had to wear it to school, and it was the most embarrassing thing I ever had to wear, and it got so bad that I literally went into the bathroom and ripped a hole in this sweater so I wouldn't have to wear it anymore.
That's not the one you wore at Hamfest?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not. That one was made out of hemp. So you chimed in a little bit, so I want to hear your take. I want to hear your Christmas.
Yeah, not sure how old I was. I was about 8 or 10 years old, and my parents led me to believe that I was getting a bike, and I was fucking stoked, man. They took me out to the garage, and there sat my older brother's bike, banana seat bike with the big old handlebars, painted metallic safety cone orange. And that was the worst Christmas present I've ever gotten. Worse than socks, underwear, all the hygiene products put together.
What did they do?
They painted your old bike? They painted my brother's old bike. and gave it to me. Yeah, and painted it a fucked up color on top of that. So they should have just left it the shit brown that it already was. Yeah, and they wound up giving it to me.
Hey, did you like have to act surprised and say, "Oh, this is awesome"?
If I remember right, I mean, every time it was, I made up an excuse to walk everywhere I went. I would have rather had the old piece of shit beat up bike that I had before that. Yeah, I remember making every excuse in the book not to ride it.
And right.
Actually, here's something else. There was a bike decorating contest at my school, and my mom made me enter with this bike. And believe it or not, I mean, the most embarrassing thing about it is it was bright orange, like safety cone orange, but it was metallic.
Oh wow!
And I won the contest. That was the most embarrassing accolades I have ever gotten in school.
Was the bike?
I still give my mom shit about that one.
Do you have that bike still, or does your kid have it?
Funny? If I had it today, it would make a kick-ass lowrider bike. It really would, because it had the big handlebars and the banana seat and the big old sissy bar on the back. It would actually, today, it would make a kick-ass lowrider bike.
Right.
But, you know, when you're like 8 or 9 or 10, you don't think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool,
he's
man.
Like,
I'm glad you shared that with us, and definitely get us your get us some songs so we can play some Sour Diesel on the Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. It's not a Rehab with Leaf Radio Show without some Sour Diesel.
Okay, do me a favor. Put that little Leaf thing on my Facebook, and I'm gonna shoot that to Bacon and have him send that out to you tomorrow.
Absolutely, buddy.
Killer, bro.
All right. Thanks, man. That was Volf with Sour Diesel. He's the vocalist. We appreciate him calling us and getting his little story in there. I just got confirmation we are going to have Mikey Winfield. He's going to call in, and we're going to do some interview with him. You can see him on Fuse TV. You can also see him on The Office. And we're going to give a pair of tickets away to somebody that's tuning in and listening for this weekend at The Punchline. So get in the chat room. Join Kevin and some other people in the chat room. Listen in. Tell a friend. Mikey Winfield is coming up. We'll be right back. Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. This is Abandoned Theory. I like this band. This band was at City of Trees. I'm going to play some of Abandoned Theory. They sent in their MP3s as well. This is called Modern Day. Wait, I don't know what this song is called. I think it's called Modern Day Brady Bunch. Yes. No. I'm sorry. Modern Day Hippie. Modern Day Hippie. Abandoned Theory. Rehab with Leaf Radio Show.
A modern day hippie. I hate the sun and I love my rain. A short hair and no shirt. And I'm always calling in sick to work. A modern day hippie. Hate the sun and I love my rain. I know in you there's a struggle for some understanding too. People gonna buy me beer, and I know in you there's a struggle for some understanding too, and we'll have so much fun. Everything now, the bass turns up and I scream. There ain't much farther left to go. As I slowly lose my self-control, my world, and all the things you mean to me.
On the Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. This happens every Sunday night from 8 to 10. And I have on hold, I'm still trying to learn this new. I think I got my guest. Let me check real quick.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
What's up?
What's going on?
What's up? Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mikey Whitfield. Give it up for my man, Mikey Whitfield, live on the radio, on the Rehab with Leaf radio show.
Thank you.
What's
thank
good
you.
With you, man?
I deserve it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So rumor has it you're in town doing some shows this week.
Yeah, I'm at the Sacramento Punchline, literally Wednesday through Sunday. It's like six shows. Bringing the funny.
Bringing the funny. Well, we wouldn't expect anything else from Mikey Whitfield. I had the privilege of doing a show with you a couple weeks ago, and that was a fun show.
Yeah, it was.
We promoted a shadow, and it worked.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way to do it, man. The element of surprise, you know. I think a lot of people buy in the fantasy. And this week at the Punchline, that's what's going to happen, too. You know, I'm going to sell this fantasy of being funny, and then they'll see what they see when they get there.
So things, big things have been happening to you a lot recently. The most recent is, of course, you got your show on Fuse TV that happens every, Friday at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's called Offbeat. It's a music-themed comedy clip show. Clips play off of YouTube. Everything's music content. And then I make a joke, and then we go back to the clip, and then we go back to with the joke.
It's doing well, right? It's doing well.
No, this is the crazy part. I literally just got, like, an update on ratings and how it's doing, and it's doing great. It is. It's even better now, so I'm pleased. I'm happy.
Good, man.
Right. Right.
You're one of those guys that you just deserve good things, man. How long have you been doing comedy?
I'm 10 years in stand-up.
10 years in stand-up, man. How long have you been growing your afro?
Yeah, right. I've been growing that about 5 years, but at, my afro's 5 years in stand-up. Hey, man, what's crazy right now is talking to you is cool, man, because I envision you you with a whole bunch of just smoke around you. That's like the picture I see right now.
That's funny because that's exactly what's going on right now.
It just seems very cloudy. Like I can see your face, but it's like blurred by a bunch of cloud action.
They said it was foggy tonight, and I just kind of helped along.
Yeah,
but they didn't realize it was coming from me. The show is on Friday nights, Fuse TV, and then you still working with The Office?
Yeah, here's the deal with The Office. It's like they're in their final season. I'm officially on the roster as a warehouse worker, and chances are they're not hitting me up anymore. I don't even know, but the crazy part is, like, I'm still on there. You know, people, I guess they
you never know. They might have, like, a strike. They might, use the Twinkies scenario, and you guys just go on a strike.
Yeah, there's ultimate, possibilities that could come. Anything could happen as far as scripts are concerned, you know. I could go get one of the girls pregnant because they just want one of the warehouse guys to get somebody pregnant, you know. You know, I might have to step in and make it happen, you know. And that's how we get a spinoff.
That's how you do it.
Office meets the warehouse worker, you know.
Right. So again, you're here at the Punchline. What are the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday?
It's Wednesday and then it's Friday again. No show Thanksgiving.
Because of Thanksgiving. Hey, are you doing the Black Friday thing?
Man, yeah, we doing all that. But I think they need to start doing shows on Thanksgiving. Like, people want to get out the house, you know? Like, you could chill with your family for just so long till you're like, man, ain't none of them funny. Let me get up out of here. Go to the
comedy club. I think that's why people sit out there. There's people camping right now at Best Buy.
Yeah, right. Last year, actually, I did Thanksgiving weekend, and the Wednesday show sold out. It was packed.
Really?
And this is the night before. So what I hear is St. Patrick's Day and the night before Thanksgiving are the busiest nights for bars and clubs. I had no idea.
Okay. So what I want to do, if it's cool with you, I want to give a pair of tickets away to somebody that's listening.
Oh, man, hook it up. Hey,
yeah,
man.
We're going to hook it up.
How do we do it?
We're just going to take the first caller.
Hey, man, do it like that. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So the first caller that calls in, 347-426-3678, will win a pair of tickets to go see my man Mikey Winfield at the Punchline. Do they get to pick which day they want, or is there an assigned day?
Man, let's just do it like this. Let's start off, let's do the first show, Wednesday.
All right. So if you're free on Wednesday night and you want to come out and do some comedy, watch. This guy is hilarious, man. You're definitely going to get your free ticket worth.
That's terrible. People do, man. It's funny, like, when you, like, give out free tickets and people come to the show and I'm like, yeah, he was all right. It was free.
Yeah, I know.
But no,
people are paying. Whoever calls in right now is going to get free tickets. Let me play a song real quick, and we'll come back with my man Mikey Winfield. Give us a call, 347-426-3678. Hey, I'm gonna play. Let's play. This is always a good song.
About an hour ago, sitting in the corner by herself, in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise and she looked through the door, and saw a man she'd never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door, and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. A brand new car was parked right outside. Had you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car, and they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his face. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, babe, get your lucky. A brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine. May I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car, and they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his face. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, babe, did you look at me before? Light blue eyes, a double chin, and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door, and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. A brand new car is parked right outside. Had you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car, and they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his face. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, babe, get your lucky drink. He said, that's fine. May I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four. And then nothing got into his car. And they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his face. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, baby. Get your...
Is that the one fight?
fighting for your soul. Or your brother's the one that you're running from. But if you got money, fuck it, then I want some.
B.I.G. You fucking with me. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. They want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with, fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. No. Oh, man, they gotta feel young player from the seat of killing okay. Everything that he's fucking with. No. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Pick them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hove or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes greening only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. They want the. They want the. Break records to Louis. Ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Sebo swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raphael or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. They want the. They want the.
Yeah! Alright, I'm back. This is Leaf. And we are back with my man, Mikey Whitfield. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's happening, Leaf?
You hang out with the Click. Click,
yeah.
You like that song? I like that song. So what we're doing right now is we're giving away some tickets. We asked you guys to be the first call. I got this poor lady on hold since she's been on hold, I don't know, 7-8 minutes. I'm going to bring her on right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. Hi.
Who's this?
Shannon.
Shannon. What's your you have a last name?
Don't even get her last name. Her first name was the first name. She apparently doesn't want to tell you leave.
No, I have a problem. Chicks don't ever give me their last name.
Yeah, so we're going to have 30,000 people show up named Shannon on the list. Yeah, and they're getting to the show free. If your name's Shannon and you show up to the show Wednesday, you get it free.
Yeah, all the Shannons show up. We're going to have
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
I just plugged it. It is official. If you're listening to Leaf with Leaf, and your name is Shannon, show up Wednesday and you get in free. But it has to be spelled with an S. If you got some ghetto ass spelling like C H L A N O N, you gotta pay.
Oh man, Shannon! Guess what? You won two tickets along with all the other Shannons in Sacramento.
No, this Shannon
hey,
on the
now,
phone
what,
is two.
What,
all the rest
like 100 Shannons show up. That'd be hilarious.
I had to explain to the club. I think I was drunk that night.
Well, congratulations, Shannon. I'll get your information. Are you excited? You're going to go see Mikey Winfield on Wednesday night. You know, you get
very
a break
excited.
From the family. Are you cooking? Are you cooking the Thanksgiving feast? Are you the cooker?
Yes.
Leaf, Shannon is not excited. She's like,
I know.
I am.
Never...
God.
Shannon, you don't have to lie.
I'm not.
Shannon's like, oh, gosh. I guess I'll go.
I gotta go to a comedy show.
I heard Shannon say, how do you give away free tickets? She's like, who am I gonna get these free tickets to?
Hey, well, all right, Shannon, I'll let you go. You sound like you got a lot to do.
All right, thank you.
I'll get all your information. And yeah, cool. That's Wednesday night. What time's the show?
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Shannon.
I'll be there.
All right. See you then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, I hung up on her. Right on, man. So do you have a website, anything you want to plug before I let you go and get whatever you got going?
Hey, I'm on Twitter. Hit me up at Twitter. It's Mike E. Winfield. That's all together, like they do on Twitter handles. And you know what? That's about all I'm a plug, you know?
Okay.
Look on YouTube, you know? I'm working on some stuff, man. Keep watching The Office. Watch Offbeat on Fuse every Friday.
Every Friday.
At West Coast time is 7 p.m. Or just go online. You can even go to fuse.tv.com in my show. They show sneak peeks of upcoming episodes if you catch them online at the right time. So it's going in a good place.
When do you film them? When do you film them? Like, when do you go to L.A. and film the shows?
Man, I do that mysterious, man. We got this new Mikey Winfield private jet, and I go down there and just shoot them randomly. And
I mean, I saw you on Southwest.
Yeah. That ain't private at all, huh?
Yeah.
I was in a D group.
That's funny.
I might be making it up just a little bit, but
right,
definitely, man. We shoot it up and we make it happen.
Hang on, I got another caller. Hang on.
All right, me too. Hold on.
Yeah, I know, right? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Leo.
Leo.
Hey.
How are you doing, Leo? You're live on the radio right now. I got Mikey Winfield with us as well.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Leo?
So I'm calling about them tickets to come see you.
Oh, you got your ticket?
Yeah, we just gave two away. I think you're a little late.
Oh, Leo was trying to win them.
Yeah, he sounds more
man.
Excited than the last winner.
I just heard he's not on Facebook, and I'm just a little too slow.
Man, unless you want to get your name changed to Shannon, you can probably get it free on Wednesday.
Leo, do you know any Shannons?
No, sure don't. My wife would be pissed. There
oh,
you,
man. Oh, your wife's not name is Shannon. Okay.
Hey, Leo, is that your sign, man?
No, I'm actually a Virgo. Everybody asks.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, was that your player line to get the wives, you know? That was one of those. Just wondering.
Yeah, I saw your show on it. Man, it was really hot. I like it.
Oh, man, thank you very much. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I told you people watch it, Leaf.
I never said no one didn't. Jerk.
I appreciate the chance to win a ticket. When are you coming to Sacramento?
I'm there this week, Wednesday through Sunday. Every night except Thanksgiving.
Thursday.
Where are you going to be at?
The Sacramento Punchline Comedy Club. How about Arden Way?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw you do a guest set at the October New Faces showcase over there.
Yeah. I popped in and did a set. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is a whole show, though.
Yeah, I get to do an hour.
Yeah, I did the phone call to the medical marijuana facility. That was my bit.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Leo, thanks for tuning in, man. I appreciate it. Sorry your name's not Shannon and you didn't win tickets, but thanks for trying.
Thank you very much.
And always listen. All right, man. Thank you. All right. He's done. All right. Cool, man.
Hey, Leaf, we got to work on our clothing when we get people off the phone.
Yeah, I do. What happens is I just smoke too much and I just really feel uncomfortable sometimes when they're on the phone.
It's like, all right, man, we'll keep. All right.
It's just a paranoia thing, I think, starts kicking. I don't know who this Leo guy is, you know? But no, I appreciate, man, I really, really appreciate you coming in tonight and, giving out some tickets, and everybody check out Fuse TV. It's every Friday night. I guess it's 7 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock Eastern Pacific West.
No, you had it right the first time.
I had it right the first time. You know what, Trevor? No, you tell us.
Yeah, man, it's Offbeat. That's the name. It's opposite of Beaten Off. It's Offbeat. It's on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and or you can view it on fuse.tv.com. I'm Mikey Winfield. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Well, I wish you the best of luck, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You always make me laugh. And, man, say hello to your wife.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man. And I will.
Yeah, you will say hi to her for me. That's cool. Thanks.
No, I kind of just cut that part off. I'm real sensitive about that. No, I'll tell her. Yeah, I'll pass that message on.
Thanks, man. All right, cool, man. That's been Mikey Winfield, everybody. Check
his
show out.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
And we're going to play a couple more songs, and then I got some more tickets to give away with for Mystic Roots. I got Ross Rebel. He's going to be coming up next as a guest. So sit back, relax. That was Mikey Winfield, you guys, and let's play some Bob Marley.
Every day and every night, we'll be together. Let's focus our discussion first on marijuana.
Okay. This song is from Mystic Roots. It will be live Friday.
I'm going to pass around just a little tiny bit, and I want you all to take a smell. I'll
pass the marijuana.
When someone is smoking marijuana near you.
Rebel, he's on hold. He'll be...
come once again. Taking hit number 10, representing West Marin. I'll be filling my mind with knowledge as my lungs are filled with smoke. Cough, choking on the floor, and smoke inside my throat. From Chico, California to my home in the Bay. We like to smoke out every day. I'll be Northern Lights smoking, hit the joint until I'm choking. My eyes are turning red and I can barely keep them open. The Mystic Roots be knowing that the way of the walk is long. Have a say by Irie, Johnny Kiner, Shane, no say it's on. I got the thin mustache, I need another hit to hash. Cause I smoked on my grass, just got the pipe, I'm full of ash. I'm taking from the deck and I can only want some up. They call me Coop from Mystic Roots, just like I told you before. Give me the green buzz, cause 215 legalized. I be the ganja connoisseur, I like the crazy crystallized, so
the marijuana my way,
and some paper so that I can roll a J.
I said, you know my feelings, and now I feel okay. Give me such inspiration to look at things another way. I said, you help me relax at the end of my day. So if you feel like I feel, let me hear you say. In a Buddha bong, about 2 feet long. Don't have to hit it twice, and you still feel nice. Make sure the mood is right, be it day or night. Let your mind take flight, make you feel so right. Pack it in a Buddha bong, about 2 feet long. Don't have to hit it twice, and you still feel nice. Make sure the mood is right, be it day or night. Let your mind take flight, make you feel so right.
Whoever has the marijuana, just pass it up to the front row, okay?
Pass the marijuana, my way. Yeah, pass the marijuana. Pass the marijuana, my way.
Yeah, all right, that was Mystic Roots. They will be performing live this Friday, Black Friday at the Warehouse. That is happening, again, I just said it, this Friday at 8. Doors open at 7, 8 o'clock is the start of the show. Also performing with Mystic Roots is my man Ross Rebel. We got him live right now on the radio. Ross, are you with us?
Yeah, man. What's good? What's good?
What's up? What are you doing?
Passing the marijuana, man. Mystic Roots got me inspired to get lifted.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for coming on our show. This is this guy, man. This guy, if you have not seen Ross Rebel perform live, you guys are in for a treat. Come out and see him this Friday, the 23rd, for the Rock for Socks. It's a charity event that's going to benefit the Loaves for Fishes. Tickets are only $15 with a fresh pair of socks. Again, we want fresh pairs of socks. We don't want people in line taking their socks off so they can get a $5 discount. We want clean, free socks that we can give to the homeless people. And you'll be able to see Mystic Roots, Ross Rebel, Autumn Sky, and Encrusted Dust. Let's talk to Ross a little bit. Let's learn a little bit about Ross. Excuse me, Ross Rebel. excuse me, Ross. Well, so you just moved back up here from Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, you know, just moved back up in the area, you know, and jumping off here in NorCal. Got a lot of nice things coming up, you know, with shows and music and a couple of new singles coming out right after the first of the year. So, yeah, man, everything's blessed, you know.
Good. And so this will be your first live performance in Sacramento, correct?
Yeah, well, it'll be my second. It'll be my second live performance in Sacramento.
Okay, so, where was the first one at? Where did you perform at before?
The first one that I did before was at out at Swabies on the river.
Oh, that's right. That's actually where I met you.
Yeah. It was earlier this summer. So.
Yeah, actually, nah, bro, that was like in April.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, that was in April, and you, I saw you, man, you killed it, and no, it, what sucked was it rained, and everybody had to come inside, and it was such a small little area inside, you were supposed to rock the whole outside area, and everybody had to cram inside.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man, it was, but yeah, we, I mean, you know, still, you know, I got to do what I do, man, and I had to rock the house, regardless of, you know, even though it rained, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you put on a good show. And that's why we're excited to finally get you back on a stage, rocking your music, give you some time to play some of your best songs, and then again, it's all for charity. And we're also, you're also going to be at the Boardwalk also at the end of the year on the 29th, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the weekend of New Year's Eve, I guess the pre New Year's Eve thing. We're going to be kicking off the new year at the Boardwalk on the 29th. Yeah, December 29th.
It'll be Ross Rebel headlining with Simple Creation, and some other great local bands will be on that bill too. So if you guys have not seen this cat, you guys need to go check him out and definitely get involved. I'm going to play one of his songs right now, and what I'm going to do is we want to give a pair of tickets away, so again, the first person that calls in 347-426-3678 will win a pair of tickets to go see the Rock for Socks. They'll see Mystic Roots, Ross Rebel, Encrusted Dust, and Autumn Sky all happening this Friday at the Warehouse.
And that's great. That's a great, great event. Like I said, you know, to be able to do an event that benefits the, you know, the community's homeless and be able to, you know, keep them warm over the holidays is something that I'm definitely into, and I'm glad that,
right,
you know, and I'm giving big
well, and all the proceeds for the beer, all the proceeds from the beer goes to the Loaves for Fishes as well. So we're looking to donate a lot of money to them.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so blessed to be a part of the event.
And not just that, but like 98 Rock's a part of this, and as well as 94.7. We got a lot of sponsors. All Star Rents is a big sponsor. They're helping out as well. We got a lot of people backing this event up. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, man.
So make sure you guys call in 347-426-3678. You're going to get VIP tickets. You're going to get to hang out with me, Leaf the Comedian. We're going to hang out. You're going to get wristbands so you get unlimited beer. You're going to get to go meet the band. You're going to get meet and greets. You're going to get to meet Ross Rebel, take pictures with Ross Rebel. You get to meet Mystic Roots and take pictures with Mystic Roots. So this is the VIP tickets to give away, 347-426-3678. I'm going to play Ross Rebel on A Clear Day. I played it earlier in the beginning of the show, but we got more listeners right now, so let's play it again. I don't care. Ross Rebel on A Clear Day.
On a clear day, I see the sun shining. No babies dying, no mamas crying. No poor people trying, no politician lying. No chicken them are frying, no ghetto youth them dying. So follow me, say across the yard. Sometime in life, you know, it gets hard. No matter what, when I pull a backyard, no need no assistance from the National Guard. So many of them, they try to talk about peace. So many of them carry the mark of the beast. Cannot deal with no war in the Middle East. So much famine, we not see no feast.
On a clear day, rise and look around. On a clear day, rise and look around.
Now picture this. No gunfire, a bus, no vanity in us, no more money we trust. In the ghetto, survival is a must. So ashes to ashes and a dust to dust. No more praying and no more wishing. No more baby daddies, them are missing. No more bling bling, it's
track on the glisten. This is truth, sauce, so I think you best listen. No more gang bangers and shoot. No more beautiful sisters prostitute. Everybody sipping milk and honey, eating fresh fruit. No more burning and no money to loot. And to my brothers in the prison cell, thinking there is no heaven, there's only a hell. It's time for Zion I to ring the bell, so you better praise the lofty eye as well.
On a clear day,
my dad breaks the needle, toss the heroin away. Suicide kids live, stop preparing for the grave. My cousin cut the rope down before he hung his own self. My baby being born, hold my baby in my arms. Sick of the overcast, darkness is the chaperone. Leave the crack alone and add some hope into an addict's home. Push the clouds away, kiss your mom in an embrace light. Dance with destiny while we shower in the daylight. But I remember that the devil's in the White House. He starts a war for bloody money just to lay his pipes down. There's money for destruction, but these fuckers won't cure it. Die with my eyes open, looking for that clear day.
On a clear day.
I see the girls all vibrant in their summer clothes.
right, we are back. Rehab with Leaf radio show. This happens every Sunday from 8 to 10. We're running out of time. I got my man on the phone, Ross Rebel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe you passed out.
Oh, no, man. I'm in the studio rehearsing, man, enjoying the show, enjoying the rehab show. You dig?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're practicing, you're getting ready for Sunday, or Friday, I mean, Friday.
Yeah, getting ready for Friday night. I'm just working on a new song as we speak. That's why I want to call into the radio station, give shots out to Z103, you know, and all the people that are going to be coming out to support this event, you know,
right.
Yeah, man, just feeling good about the whole thing, man.
Good, man. Well, we're glad to have you. We're excited to have you. We had a winner, Amber Morris. Amber Morris, you won. She was our first caller to call in and get tickets. She won VIP tickets. So, Amber Morris, congratulations to you.
Yeah, big up, Amber.
Yeah, so we're going to have you on the stage. What are we expecting from Ross? What are we going to see from Ross Rebel?
Fire, man. You know, I always aim to, you know, please as far as the show goes. So, you know, when you see Ross Rebel on stage, I'm going to give it all I got. I'm not coming, you know.
Are you nervous about any rust? Have you had any rust? You got some rust in you?
Oh, no, man. I shake off the rust. I was on a little hiatus for a minute, but, you know, you got to shake it off. And, you know, showtime is showtime.
I know you're excited to get back in. As an entertainer for myself, for me, you know, I can't wait to get on the next stage. So I know you've got to be excited, and I have this weird feeling you're just going to kill it because of all that excitement and that anticipation is inside of you built up. And if you guys have not gotten your tickets yet, I suggest you get your tickets. You can get them at the door. They're $15 with socks, $20 without. You can go on 98 Rock and check out their website. They sell tickets online, also 94.7. And get them from the bands too. Ross Rebel's gonna have some tickets. You can meet up with him and get some tickets. And Goings and Goings Entertainment, they'll have tickets for you, as well as Rise Entertainment. And who else is gonna have tickets to give away? Oh, Autumn Sky and Encrusted Dust. So if you know any of these bands, get your tickets now before they sell out. So Ross, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man. And I'll look forward to seeing everybody at the show Friday, man.
Yeah, we're gonna take lots of pictures. We'll post it up on the internet, and we'll come back next Sunday. We'll talk about the show and how dope it was, and hopefully we can get some more of your tracks on our playlist so we can play some more Ross Rebel music.
Yeah, that'll be awesome, man. All right, cool, man. Big up yourself, Leaf, Yeah, man, let's make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That was Ross Rebel, everybody. Give it up for my man, Ross Rebel. Hang on, let's watch this, Ross. Give it up for Ross Rebel. Yeah. All right, that was much better. All right, so that's my man, Ross Rebel. Holding it down. Again, congratulations to Amber Morris for winning the VIP tickets. She's going to get to hang out with me all night long and hang out with the bands and drink some beer and just party it up. So congratulations, Amber Morris. All right, well, that comes to the conclusion of our show. Tune in next Sunday. Hopefully we'll have Jade back. I don't know where this lady's at, but hopefully we can find her. If not, it's time to look for a new co-host because it's hard doing the show with just myself. But I'll stay on Facebook. Check us out on Facebook so you can kind of see what's going on with our show and see what the topics are. We're going to get into some prank calls because those are always fun. I got some fun prank calls that I want to do. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. There's my man, Izzy. Big shout out to Mikey Winfield for tuning in to us, and thank you for coming on the show, Mike Winfield. You can check him out on Fuse TV. I want to thank Ross Rebel for coming on our show and checking out this Friday, you guys. This Friday's going to be a big show. Rock for Socks, Mystic Roots, Ross Rebel, Encrusted Dust, and Autumn Sky. Going to
Entertainment, bringing you a great show for the homeless. The show happens every Sunday from 8 to 10. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next Sunday.
Someday you wish upon a star, wake up.